why we are fast approaching the end of the year, and it's time to start, well, looking forward and looking backwards, I suppose, in a handful of ways as well. Jim Brogan with Brogan Financial. He joins us for a few minutes here on Yarbrough. Jim, good morning, sir. Can you believe we're knocking on the end of the year door right now?
I really can't believe it. You know, they say, Bob, life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the end, it just goes faster and faster. Isn't that about the truth?
I don't know that I've ever heard that, but that is spot on. Absolutely.
It really is. It is spot on. It just goes. What is it they say? The days get shorter, or the days get longer, and the years get faster.
God, don't they, though? Man, oh, man, they sure do. So, yeah. As we're getting near the end of the year, what, if anything, what can we be doing to save on taxes before the end of this year? Well, a couple of weeks left here.
Yeah, and there are some things that need to be done in 2021 in order to save on 2021 taxes. And probably the biggest one is to see, is there anything else you can add to your 401k, 403b, or other retirement account? You know, people over the age of 50 can put in $26,000 a year max. If you're under 50, you can put in $19,500. So if you've not maxed that out, that comes straight off of page one. It comes straight off of taxable wages on your income tax return. So definitely check into that if you can afford to make more contributions. Also, your charitable donations do have to be in by the end of the year to count for 2021. And, you know, I don't know that there's a more apropos time to be talking about charitable giving with what's happened in Kentucky, Bob.
True.
So there are some great organizations doing all kinds of outreach in that area, many of which we've had on my radio show on the weekends. So just there are a lot of opportunities to give. And then you can the great thing is Congress, through the Internal Revenue Code, has given us incentives to give charitably by helping us with our taxes. So take advantage of that. I'd say those are probably two of the biggest things in terms of 2021.
Hey, Jim, I want to ask you about those charitable donations. You brought up a great point. Now's the time to do it. The end of the year is fast approaching. We've got a need just to the north of us, and even parts of Tennessee, part of that need there. So if you're going to make that charitable donation, what type of organization do you need to make sure it goes to qualify for those deductions?
So it can be either a church or it can be a 501c3 charity. So a tax-qualified charity is one that's filed with 501c3, the Internal Revenue Code, and been as a charitable entity. I do want to make a point, though, when you were talking about that, Bob, it's important to look at the fiscal responsibilities of the organizations we give to. That's critically important. One great resource for people to check out different fiscal responsibilities is Charity Navigator. Charity Navigator gives 1 to 4 stars, 4 stars the highest, on different charities, and they give a lot of breakdowns of how fiscally responsible and transparent a charity organization is. And that's something you really want to be aware of. How many of my dollars, if I give to this charity, are going to go to benefit people in need?
Very good. Charity Navigator, if you'd like to check them out. Otherwise, it's a very simple answer, it seems. Either a legit 501c3 nonprofit organization or a church for those end-of-the-year charitable donations. What kind of mistakes do we need to be on the lookout for this time of the year?
I'd say the biggest mistakes deal with when you're 72 years or old or older. The 72 thing, of course, is when you have to start taking distributions from your retirement accounts. And if you miss that deadline, Bob, the penalty is 50%.
Wow.
Of what you should have taken out and didn't. It's a 50% tax penalty. It's the highest tax penalty on the books for an individual household or person. So you definitely don't want to miss taking your minimum distribution. And also remember, whatever you take for your IRA distribution does not count towards your 401k or 403b distribution. So it's very important to understand how those rules work. I'd say that's the biggest. The other thing, though, I would say is we're getting more and more of this, Bob, with people worried about income tax rates in the future. We see more and more people considering Roth conversion. And we see people past age 72 that are also doing Roth conversions. And that can be a very effective tax planning tool. Here's the issue. Once you're in the year you turn 72, you cannot do a Roth conversion until you have taken out your full required minimum distribution. So if you're taking monthly payments, as an example, for your RMDs for income through the year, and then you decided in May to do a Roth conversion, and you haven't taken out your entire RMD yet, that is an impermissible transaction with IRS. And I've had several people this year that have come into my office that were not aware of that rule, and their CPAs were not aware of that rule. So that would be another mistake to be careful about as you get older and do more tax planning.
Let me go ahead and give the number for Brogan Financial in case you think you might be making some mistakes like Jim just mentioned there. 865-862-6800. Andy's online as well at broganfinancial.com. All right, I know inflation's got the attention of a lot of folks now. How should we be looking at our portfolios with that in mind?
I would say, number one, just be evaluating your portfolio. You know, so many people that I meet with, Bob, and that come to my classes, they set it and forget it, especially with their 401k. It's set it and forget it, and they haven't made changes in years. So what's the balance look like in your 401k? Do you have, as you get older, if you have a target date retirement fund, that means the older you get, the more that fund is going to buy traditional bond funds, which in an inflationary environment could be a disaster over the next 5 to 7 years if we continue to see an inflationary issue. So, you know, how long has it been since you balanced your portfolio or evaluated it? And then also measuring the risks that you're taking and make sure that you're taking an appropriate amount of risk for what you want to accomplish with your money.
So how often do you recommend we do look at the 401ks and see where we are and where we want to be?
Well, that's a great question, Bob. I mean, from my vantage point as a professional, we're constantly looking at everything. But I think a good rule of thumb is you should be looking at your 401k once a quarter. You know, if you're looking at it, if you're pulling it up every day, I think that might maybe is it could cause some harm. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with pulling it up every day and looking at it. But if you're doing that, don't be swayed by the emotion of the day-to-day movements of the stock market. I mean, just here in the last 2 weeks, the swings in the market because of concerns over the Omicron variant of COVID have been dramatic, and it really hadn't had any real impact on the economy. So in the short term, the market is emotional, and if you're looking at it too much, or if you're looking at it all the time, just be careful you can do that and temper your emotion. So I'd say at least quarterly you should be looking at it. And then, obviously, if there are major market events going on, you know, you want to be aware of what's going on.
Earlier today, Jim, news came out. The wholesale prices measure rose 9.6% in November from a year ago, the fastest pace on record. How concerning is that to you? And by the way, it was faster than the 9.2 estimate, so it eclipsed what they were expecting.
I think that when you look at everything happening economically right now, Bob, you know, U.S. companies are making good money. And even with the inflation, consumers and businesses are still buying stuff. But the number, in my view, the biggest risk right now to disrupting our economic growth and then potentially the stock market is inflation. Because if inflation continues and continues to be pretty elevated, at some point, consumers and American businesses are going to stop spending as much money, and that's going to make margins tighter for businesses. Their profit margins then could end up going down some, and then all of a sudden now we've got economic and stock market turbulence. So inflation, getting our arms around the supply side of the business continuity or continuum, to me is the biggest concern I have right now.
Let's quickly look into 2022. What can we look at to maybe maximize some financial planning?
I think the most effective tax planning we do is ahead of time. It's not for what has already happened in 2021. It's looking ahead to 2022 and beyond. Where are tax rates now? Where are they going when the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expires? What's the likelihood they could increase even more beyond that with our current budget issues? What are the challenges with retirement investing in a low interest rate environment? How can you get growth for the long term to fight inflation but have stability of income in the short term? So I think a comprehensive financial plan should address all of those things. Income planning, which includes Social Security election, your investment risk planning and balance and diversification, your tax planning, and then finally, it's certainly your estate planning and how you take care of yourself while you're alive and your loved ones at death, and how are you going to pay for medical costs throughout retirement. So if you haven't put together a comprehensive plan, unfortunately, Bob, more people spend more time on their vacations often, planning their vacations, than they do really working on their finances. If you're getting close to retirement or retired, or even younger folks, try to get your arms around a comprehensive financial plan.
Hey, Jim, if we don't bump into each other between now and the next few weeks, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you, my friend. We appreciate all of your information each time you come on. Thank you.
Well, Merry Christmas, Bob, to you and everyone there at WOKI.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate that. Jim Brogan, Brogan Financial. You can reach them at 865-862-6800, broganfinancial.com online.